February 26th. 24 contestants.
I'm a two-time Olympian.
I'm a full-time student.
I'm a professional MMA fighter.
We'll train. Build.
This is the moment.
And prepare.
That robot is massive.
For a whole new kind of competition.
Are you ready for robot carnage?
Hosted by WWE superstar Chris Jericho. Robot Combat League.
Yes, Robot Combat League with Chris Jericho. He's the host and he's on the phone with us. Hello, Chris.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Chris.
Good to talk to you again. Last time you were here in the studio talking about your band Fozzy, and now you got this Robot League going on. Tell us about it.
Well, it's even better the fact that I was introduced by a Stray Cats song. Anytime you can hear some Stray Cats,
there you go.
It's a good day.
Right here, man.
The show's called Robot Combat League, and it's basically 8-foot-tall giant fighting robots controlled by humans. And whenever you hear a show that has that as a tagline, you have to give it a second glance for sure. So it was a really cool thing, the fact that the technology exists. To have these type of robots in this situation, they move quick, they fight quick. The punching power is amazing. 2,000 psi's per punch. It could basically kill you. So we've created robots that can kill human beings.
Oh my God, Chris!
Years when they take over the planet, you know, you saw it on Sci-Fi Channel first.
Oh, no, God.
So now these are remote control robots. It's not like you're inside the robot yourself.
Yes. And remote control is kind of undermining what they are. What you basically do is you have a control panel. One person will sit into this like giant kind of console chair. They control the movement of the robot's feet. The other person puts on an exoskeleton. When the person punches, the robot punches. When the person ducks, the robot ducks at the exact same time.
So there was a movie. What was that movie with Hugh Jackman?
Created control panel area.
Real Steel.
Yeah, if you've seen Real Steel, that's basically what we've done.
Cool.
Ours is real. The robots aren't CGI created or Hollywood magic. These are real robots that were created by a team of wonderful mechanics in Los Angeles. They cost almost $1 million each. And that's the very, very intricately created, beautiful.
Okay, so these are real robots made by real robotics engineers. These aren't like guys like Junkyard Wars where they just make their own robot in their backyard and they show up with it. It's like
This is the exact opposite. Like I said, this is a real. These robots actually, when I first went into the arena. And they sent one of the robots out to meet me. If it hadn't stopped walking, I would have turned and ran away. They're like Terminators. It's like if you've seen the Terminator when they go to the future and the Terminators are walking over the human skulls. That's kind of what these robots look like.
Now, Chris, if you said they're like $1 million each and they can, if these two robots get into a fight with each other, can one of the robots destroy the other robot?
Well, absolutely, and that's what happens.
Oy.
I mean, we saw one robot cut the other in two. We saw a robot decapitate another robot. We saw amputations, hydraulic fluid spewing everywhere, sparks, smoke, armor. It was like the opening scene for Saving Private Ryan in some of these fights.
Well, Chris, it sounds awesome to like me and like you said, everybody else. You hear a tagline like that, it's like, how can you not turn over to Sci-Fi and watch this show, Robot Combat League? But there is a group of people out there, people for the ethical treatment of robots. They're known as PETER. And
what?
We actually have the head of PETER on the phone with us as well, Chris, and he has the opposite view about robots and robot ethics. Isaac.
Yeah, these people are radicals I've dealt with. I've been dealing with them for the last 6 months, so put them on.
Isaac.
Oh my God.
Isaac Gerald.
Face to face debate at the robot convention in Taiwan. That was it almost ended up in a riot.
Really?
I'd love to talk to him again, the head of PETER. I've dealt with him for a few months now, so get him on the line.
Isaac Gerald is his name. Hello, Isaac.
Hi, this is Isaac.
Isaac, you're on the phone with Chris Jericho, the host of Robot Combat League.
Oh, I know who he is. Like I said, we've had face-to-face dealings before. Hello again, Isaac.
Hi, how are you, Chris?
If that is your real name.
Yeah, of course it is. Why would I try to pretend to be somebody I'm not?
Because we've been through this before, Isaac. I saw you dressed as a 10-year-old girl on the streets of Taiwan. I said that it wasn't you. I know that it's you. So I know that you continue with your ridiculous accusations that we're mistreating these robots. These robots were treated very well. They were fed with the best oil. They were polished every day. They were treated quite well, Isaac.
Well, yeah, Chris, Isaac, it does seem ridiculous that you're so upset about it. They're robots.
I've let Chris have his moment, if he'd let me speak for just a minute. Here, the thing is, for people who don't know, here at Peter, our job is to inform the public about maltreatment of robots. And for 10 years, Peter has been pushing and pushing and pushing. And as the head of Peter, I'm about to explode at the idea that this show even exists. Chris, are you still there?
Of course I'm still here.
I
chased me around the globe, Isaac. I'm not going anywhere.
I love hearing you talk about these tales of romance, like being decapitated, like that's some form of entertainment. These robots could be invented and created for the betterment of humankind, and you guys are pitting them in a pit against each other. Let me ask you a question, Chris. Have you ever seen a robot after it's been in a ring for 3 years? You can't adopt that robot to anybody. That robot just cowers in the corner, Chris. That robot won't eat any oil. It won't do anything. It won't even be a good butler.
A butler?
A
robot butler. That is the most common use. Chris, I let you speak.
No, now let Chris speak, Isaac. I mean, it's just...
a chain of enjoyment. We are the humans. We created them, Isaac. And just because you're jealous, because you are never able to create any robots of your own, don't start coming over and raining on our parade. This is all sanctioned by the robot convention. This has all been completely legal. We discussed this in Taiwan when we faced each other in the debate there. I'll continue to do. We'll take it to tonight's show. We'll go on Leno right there, and we'll discuss exactly how much mistreatment there are of our robots. Fed the finest of oil, given the finest of mechanical baths.
This is incredible.
The robot cuticles are taken care of. Very manicured, pedicured robots. You'll never see that. Sure, the fights are vicious and brutal, but when the fights are done, our robots are taken care of better than any other robots on this planet.
Now, Chris, we did do a survey of our audience at HeidiandFrank.com about robots fighting for or against it. And 84% are on your side, Chris. They are for robot fighting, and 16% are against robot fighting. So it looks like Robot Combat League will be a success with 84% of the audience supporting it. And it's going to be on the Sci-Fi Channel. The contestants are competing for a $100,000 cash prize.
That's incredible.
Be something to see. When does it actually premiere, and what time and day is it going to be on?
It premieres on February 26th, like I said, it's a completely something we've never seen before in the history of television. No matter what Mr. Isaac from Peter thinks, this is an incredible show, only because we've never seen it before, like you said. And I think everybody kind of has a little bit of a soft spot in their hearts for robots. Everyone's kind of intrigued by it. And when you see this, you're going to be... It blew my mind that this type of technology existed, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. Thank you so much, Chris, for being on the show. Good luck with everything. When you're back in town, stop by and hang out with us again, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
And thank you, Isaac Gerald, for being on the phone, too, and representing Peter the way you represent Peter so well. All right?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. 1-800-955-5567. We got to take a break and come back. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.